Parshas told us. In his Parshas, we're introduced to the founders of Klal Yisrael. It's brought down many times in the Zohar Kodesh, brought down many times in Chazal and Bale Musa and the Bale Chassidus, that the Ovois Hein Heim HaMekova. The Ovois are the Merkava. The Ovois are those chariots, as it were, that Kodesh Baruch Hu rides on, and those that have created the essence and survival of Klal Yisrael. Now, if you look carefully in the parasha, without too much investigation, now let's look carefully just within the makeup of the parashas over here, we find something absolutely outstanding. And that is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is very clearly defined. Avram Avinu is Parshas Lech Lecha, end of Parshas Noach, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayero, Parshas Chayesoro. Yet we have very clear, definitive explanation of the character of Avram Avinu. We know who he is, we know what he represents, we know his struggles, we know his victories, we know Avram Avinu. We've got a clear picture of Avram Avinu was. Yaakov, from this parasha already, from parashas told us, from his very conception, told us, Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi. From the very beginning, from his conception to his death, we know his every challenge. We know his every problem he overcame. We know exactly who he was and how he dealt with different aspects of his life. We have a very, very clear picture of Avram Avinu was. Yitzchak is extremely difficult to define. Yitzchak, we have in this week's parasha, we have, first of all, we have Yitzchak sort of davening, okay, Yeta Yitzchak, having children, in somehow or another misinterpreting who his children are, thinking that Esav HaRosha is greater than Yaakov Avinu. And then we have the whole parasha of Be'eros, the whole parasha of wells. That is where we go into depth. He dug this, he dug that, he had a fight here, he had a fight there, and eventually he came. What is this all about? This is Yitzchak, a few precious pesukim describing Yitzchak, the second one of the three legs that Klal Yisrael stand on, and we see hardly anything about him. And when we do see something about him, we have pasuk after pasuk after pasuk describing exactly how he dug wells. Pasuk says over here in Perek Chavov, "V'yigdal ha'ish v'yelech holoich v'godle ad k'godle ma'oid," became very wealthy, and he had mikne tzoyin and mikne boko, he had cattle, he had sheep. V'chol be'eros ha'shechofra avde obiv, all the be'eros, all the wells that his father dug, v'mei Avram obiv sitmun polishtin, they filled them up, v'imalam offer, they filled them up with offer. V'im avimelech Yitzchak leich mimon, Avram Melech said to Yitzchak, leave us, ki yotam to menem o'oid, you're much more mighty than us, leave. So v'yelech mishom Yitzchak went, he went to Nachal Gro, and he dwelt there. V'yesh Yitzchak v'yachpor, be'eros ha'mayim ha'shechofra me Avram, and he dug the wells that were dug in time of Avram obiv, v'isabmun polishtin, again he mentions the polishtin, fill them up. And it talks about the be'eros that were dug by Yitzchak. It says it one time again. And he had a fight. The roya gro, the shepherds of gro, had a fight with the roya Yitzchak, and they said, "Lemo lono hamayim, the water belongs to us." Asek ki his asku yemoi. Asek from irur, from a complaint, from a challenge, and they called a place after that, therefore that was taken away. V'yach be'er acheres, he dug another be'er, v'yivu gamaleo, the fort over there, it's all v'yikro shmoy sitno, and they called it sitno. V'yatek mishom, he traveled from there, v'yach be'er acheres, another be'er v'le rovaleo, and here they never argued, v'yikro shmoy rochoivos, called it rochoivos, v'yoyme ki ate hirchiv Hashem nonu frina ba'oris, now Hashem has allowed us to be fruitful in the land. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, thank you very much. And in fact, the Ramban says the following lashon. Yisaper hakosuf, the pasuk has talked about the yarech beinin habeiris and has gone into the inin of the wells. The ain bepshute hasipur toyelis. In the basic understanding of the pasukim, there's absolutely no purpose and no limud we can get from reading this pasukim. V'loy kovod gadol Yitzchak, neither does it make great honor to Yitzchak. For who va'aviv also oisam b'shove, he and his father basically dug the wells at the same time. In other words, the father dug it, and Yitzchak just re-dug those wells. Shkoyach. The Ramban. Aval yesh bedova inyan nista. There is something here. Besoichli. There is something hidden inside over here, and the Ramban goes into that in detail, which we'll go into soon. But in other words, looking at this parasha is something which is requires a key, requires depth, requires going in and digging up, yeah, exactly what it is that represented Yitzchak. Yitzchak is about depth. Yitzchak is about mystery. Yitzchak is about gvura that is learnt from the Be'eris that cannot possibly be learnt without going into the nisto, the simonim of what's happening over here. So there's a medrash. The medrash says, "Kama be'eros chofa avina Yitzchak be'er shava." How many be'eros did Yitzchak dig in be'er shava? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Dalud keneged kein nasa bonav dalud de golim b'midbar." Yitzchak avina dug 4 be'eros, and parallel to that, corresponding to that, Klal Yisrael in the midbar had 4 different main flags. Each of the 12 Shvatim was split into 3, right, the 13 Shvatim really. Besides Levi, there was 12, split into 4, and they had 4 main flags. So the 4 Be'eris that Yitzchak dug out in Be'er Shava, that's why Klal Yisrael later on had 4 different flags. Rabbanan Omri Chomesh, he dug 5, Keneged Chamisha Chumashe Torah, to represent the Chamisha Chumashe Torah. Lovely. You know, dug up Be'eros, and therefore we have 4 flags, or we have dug up Be'eros, and we have 5 Chamisha Chumashe Torah. What's the connection? Furthermore, the Zohar Kodesh says this. The Zohar Kodesh says, the digging that Yaakov Avinu did to the world has a significance today in Klal Yisrael. He says, covering themselves with tzitzis and the wearing of tefillin corresponds to the way Yaakov Avinu dug the wells. Therefore, tzitzis and tefillin is what how we represent the digging Yitzchak did with the wells all the way back then in this week's parasha. So obviously there's more going on than just digging wells. Obviously, this parasha is representing to us the Mahalach of Yitzchak. Apidarach HaMusa, Apidarach Pshat. I've looked into this and it's very, very difficult to find. I won't say the classics, but let's put it this way. The Sifrei Chassidus goes into the Remez and the Simonim in this in depth, and therefore you'll find a lot of the main different Sifrei Chassidus mentioned in this parasha. Okay? The first I found was the Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel, the Chaskel Shinova, says as follows. He says, Vayoyim Avimelech al Yitzchok. Avimelech said, sorry, pasuk beforehand, in Perek Chavav, pasuk Tesvav. V'chala be'eros asher chofra avdei aviv me Avram aviv. All the be'eros that Avram Avinu dug, sitmun pelishtim, the pelishtim cover them up, vayimalum offer and fill them up with offer. Okay? Vayoyim Avimelech al Yitzchok leich mimonu ki yitzamtim menem o'id. Says the Shunava like this. And I want to introduce this with a concept from the Maral. The Maral says that, interesting, this week's parasha, he says, on this week's parasha, he says that there is a concept of, well, as we know, of Yirah Shamayim and Avas Hashem. Asks the Maral, why don't we say Yirah Hashem like we say Avas Hashem? Yeah, why is there a concept of Avas Hashem and Yiras Shomayim? Either should be Avas Hashem and Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, or Avas Shomayim and Yiras Shomayim. Why is it Avas Hashem, love of Hashem, and Yiras Shomayim and fear of Shomayim? Why didn't it say Yiras Hashem? So the Maral says that when a person is afraid of a particular thing, he doesn't mention it. If a person is afraid of a particular person, doesn't look at the person. He says, somebody who is afraid of Rabbeinu Shalom, Hashem Hashem, will not mention the Hashem Hashem too often. You know, somebody who's involved in business, you mention income tax. You don't mention that word. Auditing. You know, it's certain things you don't mention because people are petrified. These are terrible words. Right? Says a Maral, Yitzchak was so in tune with the Yirah Shemayim, was so in tune with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with fear of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't mention Hashem too much because it will cause a panic attack. Hashem! Hashem, you know, Hashem, it caused him to completely, he'd shake, he'd completely, in Yiddish we say treisel, he'd sweat. So what do? You mention Yiras Shemayim. You say a euphemism, a Yira of Shemayim. Because something you're afraid of, you don't mention by name. So when it comes to Yira, it's Yiras Shemayim. When it comes to Avo, when you love somebody, on the contrary, the more you love somebody, the more you mention the name. Avram, Avram. Yeah? You mention the name more and more, the more you love somebody. So when it comes to Avo, it's Avas Hashem. When it comes to Yira, it's Yiras Shemayim. Yitzchok, as we know, had a totally different Mahalach to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was all about Ahava. It's all about Chesed. It's all about compassion. Yitzchak Avinu was a completely different Mahalach. Yitzchak Avinu was all about Din. It was all about Gevurah. It was all about strength, strictness, toughness. It's all about Din, completely different Mahalach. And therefore, when we have a case of Yaakov mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name again and again, the Pasuk says, Vayim Yisrael Kel Yaakov, Gushono, yeah, come to me, and he said, Vayimah Ki Hakra Hashem Alakei Lefanai, Hashem, your God, allowed me to be so successful today. Yisrael Kel says, who is this person being blasphemous? Where's this Yerushalayim? How can you mention Hashem's name without panicking? So that is why Yitzchak felt that Yaakov Avinu was not the Yerushalayim. The fact that Yaakov Avinu had Hashem, Shem Hashem, Shogel Befiv, is totally and constantly mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yitzchak Avinu saw that as a lack of Yerushalayim. What he didn't realize was on the contrary. It's because Yaakov Avinu was a perfect blend between Avram and Yitzchak of the Chesed and the Ahava, that's why he could mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name without any fear of collapsing over it, right? But it wasn't lach hashom of Yerushalayim. Esav, on the other hand, never mentioned Hashem's name b'chlal. Yitzchak saw that as a strength, because he's afraid, and that's why says a Maharal is a mahalach to understand Yaakov's mistake. Says a Shinova, v'chol ha-be'eiro is asher chofer. What's a be'er? What is a be'er? Be'er is a level. A be'er is digging out. It is investigating and finding new levels, digging into the ground and finding new levels. Everything that Avram Avinu had created, the Midas HaChesed, what he stood for, as a Midas, as a Muda Chesed, Sitmun Pelishtim, Veimalo Offer. The Pelishtim covered up, and they covered up, and they filled it up with the Offer. So there's a Kotzka. What's Sitmun Pelishtim? What's Sitmun? From the Loshen Stam. Everything Avram Avinu did in his lifetime, when he was Nifta, Sitzmun Pelishtim. The Pelishtim says, ah, it was a one generation fluke. It was an idealism that died. It was a one generation freak. And that was it. That was it. The Chesed finished. Yeah, that's it. It's all over. Sitzmun Pelishtim says it's done. It's nothing that will continue. So he says, Horaya, look at Yitzchak. Yitzchak is falling apart. Yeah, Avram Avinu represented Chesed. What's Yitzchak representing? Exactly the opposite. Gevurah. So he says, Vayoyme Avimelech al Yitzchok. Avimelech said to Yitzchok, Leich mi monu. You dare represent Yiddishkeit. You dare represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leich mi monu. Leave us. Go away. You're a charlatan. Ki atzamtom imena ma'oid. Because you're much too mighty. You're all about gvura. You're all about strength. This is not what we've heard about Rabbeinu Shleilom. Vayelech misham Yitzchok. And he left. And he carries on the pasuk, "Vayoshav Yitzchak v'yachpor to be'eras hamayim shechofred me'avram aviv." On the contrary, Yitzchak Avinu went and redug the be'eras in his own way, and he showed it that ultimately it reached the same be'er, it reached the same source of shefa, the same source of water that Avram Avinu reached, just in a different direction. Where Avram Avinu went in a mahalach of chesed, Yitzchak Avinu went and dug his derech in a derech of gevurah. So here we have two completely different individuals. We have Avram Avinu, who represented Chesed, compassion, and Yitzchak, which is Gevura, which is Din. Avram Melech didn't understand that. Yitzchak went and was pushed into Golus, and eventually he showed everybody that it's a derech to come to Rabbeinu Shalom through Gevura as well. Offer means it just covered over. Uh-huh. Offer means that they completely abolished it. Uh-huh. They showed it's nothing. It's something which it's a one generation trick. Uh-huh. Now listen to this. Yitzchak Avinu made a completely new mahalach. Yitzchak Avinu stood within his character of Gevura completely in a different mahalach than Avraham Avinu. You know, I'm not sure, I haven't gone into this enough, but Yitzchok, if you look at Sora, Sora was also very, very much Gevura, very much Din. Throwing out Yishmol, you know, it's very much Din. Right? Yitzchok took over his mother's personality to a certain extent, and it was Gevura. Right? We're starting with a new mahalach. We're starting with a totally new derech in Avodas Hashem. Says a posuk though. The posuk says, "Vayikro lehen shemois perik chovav posuk yudches." Yitzchok Avinu called the names kishemois ashekor lehem oviv, the same names as Avraham Avinu called the Be'eris. In other words, Yitzchok Avinu is starting a new mahalach, but it's going on the same demarcations, going on the same limitations that Avraham Avinu put down. It's the same Masorah. It's a new mahalach, but it's the same Masorah. You know, the Chasam Sofer always used to speak very strongly about Chodosh Osim in the Torah. Anything new in Yiddishkeit is Osim in the Torah. Even, I mean, Chassidus for sure, the amount of his snagdus, of the Vilna Gaon against Chassidus, against the Baal Shem, it was a new mahalach. It was treif. Any new mahalach is treif. It proved itself, but until it got through, it was treif. Even Limud Musa, even learning Musa, which one would imagine was the most fantastic thing, a fantastic innovation for yeshivas, still some yeshivas today don't believe that a person should waste time learning a Musa Sefer. They can learn it through learning Gemara. That's what it's all about. I mean, it was a new thing, a new concept. You saw someone that comes along and starts putting Musa. Chodosh Osim in HaTorah. Says a Pasuk, of course it was an innovation, but it was an innovation exactly based on Masorah from Avraham Avinu. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says, beautiful piece, he says, V'omah HaTorah, Ha'idiyah Zeh, Niraloi, sorry, Osa Kein L'chvoit Ovid. He called the Be'eris because of the Kabbalah of his father. V'omah Shahatorah, Ha'idiyah Zeh, the Torah let us know this, Shenechshav Loi L'schus, that was to Yitzchak as a schus. V'yesh b'zeh his oirus, that shows us his oirus, awaken us for a particular lesson. V'kal v'chayme shle yishane odom m'derech avosov, how much more so kal v'chayme, how much a person should not deviate from the derech of his avosov, from his father's. Shari Yitzchak afilu shemois ha-be'eros shkara oisum oviv, Yitzchak, even the names of the be'eros his father called it, le'rotz l'shnoisum, he did not want to change it. Zeh kal v'chayme le'darki ovos u'min ha-geseyem, kal v'chayme to us with the derech of our fathers and the minhogim of our fathers, umusa shalehem, and to the musa chas v'sham to deviate an iota from their derech. And then listen to this punchline: for ulay mipnei zeh, and perhaps because of this, lo nishtane shmoi k'moishah ha'ovis v'zeh mido k'neged mido. Avraham Avinu was changed from Avram to Avraham. Yaakov was changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yitzchok remained Yitzchok his entire life. Why? Because he carried on and he called the names of his fathers to the be'eris that he had. He looked as much as he possibly can not to deviate. His personality was Gevura. His Avodah was Gevura. But from deviating from the Derech, from the Masorah of Avraham Avinu, if it means calling the same Be'er, he'll call exactly the same names. That was Yitzchok, and therefore Midah K'neged Midah, his name was not changed. Reb Cheskel Abramsky says that he brought up Yidrush. He said, Be'eros Chofru, the Gedolei Hador, last generations, dug the Be'eros, so the Yeshivas. And the Nazis in Mach Shemom in Europe filled them up. They destroyed the yeshivas. Came along the Gedolei Hador in Eretz Yisrael after the war and dug them again. There's Ponovich, there's Mir, there's Baranovich, there's, I'm not sure there's Baranovich, there's Slabodka, there's Grodno. Yeah, there's Baranovich. Yeah, these yeshivas are back on the map again. Why not call them new names? The answer is, you want to give them the same Masorah as we had back in Europe. A different reality, but the same as Torah. We want to be as much as we possibly can copying what they did. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was once asked by a Holocaust survivor. He got a very, very large remuneration after the war, and he was wanting to build a shul initially, as his father was killed in the Holocaust. So he was a Radomsker Chassid, and he wanted to know whether his, he should give the name the father called the shul, which was Beis Avram, which is Keser Torah. His father built a shul in Europe called Keser Torah. What should he call the shul? Should he call it Keser Torah, like the name that his father gave the shul that he built? Should he call it Beis Avraham, the name of his father? Or should he call it Chanichei HaYeshivas? In other words, the clientele who'd be joining his shuls would be those people who went to the yeshivas. Which are the best name? So he brought from this posuk, we don't deviate from the names our fathers gave. If your father gave a shul Keser Torah in Europe, call it Keser Torah. That is the biggest chus. The biggest chus is not to deviate from the derech. Of course Yitzchak is different. Yitzchak is completely different to Avraham Avinu. But the derech or the Mesorah, he didn't deviate from the derech. He didn't deviate from the parameters that Avraham Avinu put down, an iota, and as much as he possibly could, he tried to copy Avraham Avinu even with the names. So of course there was Gevura, there's a new derech, but it was within parameters. Now, what is Peshat in these different names? Says the Ramban that these three Be'eris are representing the three Bati Mikdosh. Now the Ramban goes into it very concisely, the Kli Yoko goes into it more depth. And this Rabbi Yisai is explaining to us the dangers of Yira, the dangers of Gevura. The dangers of Gevura. The Ramban says, and in the Kli Yoko, let's work on the Kli Yoko. The Kli Yoko says, if you look in the Pasuk says that there were three times that he dug Be'eris, and the first Be'er in Pasuk Chof, it says, Vayirivu Roye Gror in Roye Yitzchok. The shepherds of Gror fought with the shepherds of Yitzchok. And he said, Leima Lono Hamayim, Vayikrushim Be'er Esek. Says the Kli Yoko as follows. The first space of Mikdosh was not sinner that was on the streets. It was sinner that was done between the Malachim. A fight between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda, it was between the politicians. It was a asek. It was a fight over business. Who does this piece of land belong to? Does it belong to me? Who's in charge of which parcel of land? Who's in charge of the base of Mikdash? It was an asek. It was a fight over something real. It was a business fight. But it was not between the person on the street. It was between Roye Yitzchok and Roye Gror. In other words, it's between the shepherds, between the leaders. It wasn't the main person on the street. That was the first base of Mikdash. It got destroyed. Ultimately, the politics pulled the whole thing down. Next base of Mikdash, which is the second Be'er, says Vayachu Be'er Acheres, Vayirivu Gam Olel, and they fought on that. Does not mention the word about the Royim, because it was not over here the leaders fighting. Who was fighting over here? The guy on the street got down and dirty. There was Sinas Chinom. There was fighting over what? Vayikra Shema Sitno. Sitno means stump hatred for nothing. There was no ASIC. There's no business over here. They just fought for the sake of fighting. I don't like this person. Why not? I don't know. I just don't like him. And the families fell apart. The Beis Midrash was ripped apart because of Sinas Chinom. Here's not Royin. Here is not shepherds anymore. It was an average person on the street that was pulling the Beis Midrash down. And the Pasuk carries on, Vayatek Misham Vayachol Be'er Acheres. And he did a Be'er Acheres. What's a Be'er Acheres? That's the third base of Mikdosh. V'leirovu Aleho. There, nobody fought over it. Why? Because Mashiach will come and he will make peace, the Pasuk says. Lema Be'lo Mishro L'sholem Ein Keitz Ki Ach Sholem Ve'emes Yibayomov. The time Beis Midrash comes will be totally shalom v'achlo v'reis, and therefore that cannot be destroyed. That cannot be destroyed. And the Pasuk carries on and he says, and he called it Rechoivos. Rechoivos means, what does Rechoivos mean? Widening, spread, space. V'yoyme ki'ata hirchav Hashem lonu frina ba'aretz, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has made us multiple in the land. So what's space got to do with the fact that there's a lot of people? Says the Ramban, or says the Kli Yoko, I'm sorry, says the Kli Yoko, that if two people live in the same city and they dislike each other, you can have a huge city, but it's not big enough for both of them. The occasional time they meet each other, it's just too bad they can't live in the same place. On the contrary, where you get people who love each other, you can have people crammed into one room and everyone's happy. You know, you go to shul, and it's somebody else's bar mitzvah that week. It irritates you that shul is so full and there's hardly any chumashim left, hardly any sidurim, you know, the seat's been taken. It irritates you. When it's your own simcha and all these people have come for you, gavaldi, the more people, the more the merrier, right? So the pasuk, vayatik misham, and he made a new be'er, when Mashiach will come, there's going to be such av v'reus that you're going to feel there's so much space over here, even though after Hirchel and Frina Bo'ariz, even though there's so many people around, even though it's so crowded, I feel there's plenty of space. Other rabbi, you know, let's join in more. That is Mashiach. What's Peshat? The Peshat is, Gvura is not about being a tough guy. If you look in these parashas, Yitzchok not once is shown himself as being tough to anyone but himself. Have you noticed that? Yaakov Avinu sometimes is a bit shaft to Rochel, you know, he has a bit of a fight with Lavan. With Abimelech, it's very polite. Everything is done in a very, very polite way. Yitzchok perseveres. Chazal say, Yitzchok could have just said the Shema Mefarish. Abimelech would have been gone, it would have been history. He didn't. He dug again, and he took it away, fine, I'll dig again. He wasn't a tough guy. He was, Gvura meant being strong within yourself. Being persistent in your Vedas Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu was all about being tough for himself, not tough for other people. Gvura is not showing who's in charge. That's the first space of Mikdash that was destroyed. Gvura is not telling the other person what I think. I hate his guts. That second base mitzvah got destroyed. Gvura is allowing people to be all around you and having lots of people all milling around and loving each one and knowing that each one has their own chelik in the world and not allowing it to annoy me. That is Gvura. That is strength. And therefore the first lesson of this week's parasha is how to be careful with Gvura, not to use it in the wrong way. Otherwise, chas v'sholem, the same thing happens as it happened to the Bate Mikdash. They say, Oim din tzvufim, the base of Mikdash, Oim din tzvufim, when the Klal Yisrael stood up straight, it was very, very squashed. Mishtachavim, when it bent down, Revochim, there's plenty of space. So they say, Oim din tzvufim, if a person's Oimid al daitoi, if a person's always right, I'm a tough guy, then it's sofuf. It's very, very squashed. It's impossible to move around. Mishtachavim, if you bow down, maybe the other person has an opinion. Revochim, there's always plenty of space. So over here, the first two Bate Mikdash, it was Oim din tzvufim. Or Sofuf, it got destroyed. But over here, later on, where there was Rechoivos, where there was Shalom, then there's plenty of room, even though there's so many people there, Mishtachavim Revochim. Now, boys, I listen to this very, very carefully, and you need to follow this. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece from Shem Mishmul. Okay, I'm going to go through this as clearly as I possibly can, but this is a fantastic piece in understanding a longness of understanding this parasha of Yira. We discussed beforehand that very little is mentioned about Yitzchak besides the Be'eris. Okay? We discussed beforehand that there is an interesting Medrash that says there's a Machlekes in the Medrash how many Be'eris did Yitzchak dig in Be'er Sheva. One says four, Rabbi Yudah says four, Kneged, the four Degolim in the Midbar, and Rabbanan said five, Kneged, Chamish Chumash Torah. Okay? We had the Zoya Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says that the wells that were dug in the time of Yitzchak, we represent that with tzitzis and tefillin today. What is the Shaychus? What's the Shaychus? Says Hashem Mishmul from his father Avnezer. He says the Be'eris is referring to digging down within oneself. Digging down, looking into ourselves. And he says as follows. He says a Be'er has two functions. In other words, a be'er that is untouched, that is dormant underneath the ground, there are two there's two things happening there. Number one, since it's not uncovered, you haven't found the hidden source. In other words, once I go along and I dig it out, I uncover a hidden source of water which I never even realized was there. But it's been there all the time. I dig it out, I find a hidden source that was there already. That's number one. Yeah, that's one be'er. So you dig out the be'er, you find the be'er, you find a well, something, a wellspring you never found that was there beforehand. But it was always there, now you dig it out, now you discover it. Number two, when a be'er is untouched, it never fills up again. It remains the same level. Once I find a be'er and I dig out and I draw water from the be'er, I draw it out, it fills up again as water finds its own level. In other words, it gets replenished from outside sources. So as long as it's uncovered, it can be replenished. It can be brought from the outside sources, replenishes it. If it's covered up, has never been discovered, it remains dormant, it remains the same the entire time. You with me? So there's two things. Number one, Once you uncover it, you find something that's already inside. You're discovering something that's already there. And number two, what you're also doing is, once you're using the Be'er, you're actually bringing in something from the outside. Not something that's there, but something from the outside is now being brought into that well. I see some of you already seeing the Mahalach. There's two Mahalachim. There's a Mahalach of Tzitzis, and there's a Mahalach of Tefillin. What is Tzitzis? The Pasuk says, Tzitzis, Ure'isem Oisoi, Uzachatim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis is all about retaining my Yerushalayim. Ure'isem Oisoi, I should see them, Uzachatim is called Mitzvah Hashem, I should remember as a Shmira against the outside. It's a Shmira, L'Sesura Achilevabchim Achrei Neichem. Don't be followed by temptation. Keep what you have. Keep what you have. That is the first Derech. The first Mahalach of Be'er is looking into what you have dormant inside you. Making sure that you don't lose what you have. You dig and you find inside yourself Kedusha. Tzitzis is there to protect that Kedusha. Tzitzis is there to make sure that the outside influences don't get in. That's Tzitzis. You know, the Gemara talks about where this person had temptation and Tzitzis went across his eyes and he suddenly realized the temptation. In other words, Tzitzis is all about protecting what is inside the Be'er. It's discovering the qualities that you have inside you and making sure it does not get in any way tarnished on the outside. Tefillin, on the other hand, Tefillin is all about Torah. Tefillin, the Pasuk says, you compare Tefillin to Torah. Tefillin is bringing a Shefa or Bracha from the outside, of Kedusha from the outside into the person himself. It's not about protecting something that is in you. It's bringing from the outside a new source of Kedusha. That is the second element of the Be'er. The first element of the Be'er is a Tzitzis that is protecting what's there, is discovering what's there and making sure it remains pure. The second element of the Be'er is a Tefillin that brings out, once it's being used in a correct way, it draws in Kedusha from the outside, draws in water from the outside. This is the same as the Zohar Kodesh. Okay? So this is the same as the Medrash. The Medrash says that, did they have four Be'eris? Was it five Be'eris? What's four Be'eris? Four Be'eris is the Degolim. What's the Degolim? The four Degolim are protecting Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They're going through a Midbar where there's enemies. They're going through a Midbar where there's scorpions and snakes. They needed a lot of protection. It's protecting what's inside. It represented looking into oneself and making sure that does not become damaged. That is the same as the Tzitzis. Right? The other Manda Omar said no. The other Manda Omar said it's not about protecting from the inside. It's about bringing in from the outside extra Shefa. And what is that? That is Chamisha Chumash Torah, working and trying to build up our knowledge from the outside source of bringing Torah into ourselves. So that is a Be'er. Be'er is, number one, discovering what you have inside you and protecting that. And number two of the Be'er is actually bringing outside sources to replenish and to build from the outside growth. The first concept is Tzitzis and the Degolim, which both of them, both the Zohar Kodesh and the Medrash, are all about protecting what you have inside Klal Yisrael, protecting what you have inside yourself. And the other one, which is Tefillin, or the Chamisha Chumash Torah, which is compared one to the other, is all about bringing from the outside source into oneself. What's the Machlekus? It's all about, the first concept is all about Sur Mira. It's all about having what you have. And Sur Mira, meaning what? Keeping away the bad and protecting what you have dormant inside us. And the other one is, as we know, Va'asei Toiv, and bringing from the outside, doing good from the outside. There's a Machlekus all the way through. Yosef and Yaakov we discussed last year. And all the way through, what's Peshat Sur Mira Va'asei Toiv? Does it mean first Sur Mira and then Asei Toiv? First keep away from bad and then do good? Or, according to the way we discuss as well, another mahalach is Sur Mira. How? By Va'asei Toiv. How do I keep away from bad? By doing a positive action first. The Medrash says, what's a machlekus, where the Klal Yisrael mahalach is the Degolim? What's the Ikka? Is the Ikka the Degolim, the Sur Mira? In other words, protecting what inside first and then Va'asei Toiv? The other man says, no, it was not about the Sur Mira, it's about Va'asei Toiv and therefore Sur Mira. In other words, what you have to do is first learn Torah, the Asei Toiv, and that will help you against the Sur Mira. So Machlekes and Medrash is, what's first, Sur Mira and then Asay Toiv, or Sumira by doing the Asay Toiv. Okay? That's Hashem Mishmur. And that's how we compare the whole din of Be'eris. Understanding Be'eris is all about looking into oneself. Gevura is not something from the outside. Gevura is not something which is huge and something above us and something not within us. On the contrary, every single person who is a Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov has within us tremendous Gevura, tremendous strength. What happens is the Satan, Avimelech's Avodim, cover it up. They cover it up. V'satmun, they say it's done, they cover it up. What we have to do now is uncover, we've got to dig into ourselves. And we find, if we dig into ourselves, number one, we find dormant inside us a gewaltige chelik lekaim yimal that we have to protect. And make sure nothing else tarnishes that. Nothing else disturbs that. A child is naturally born with a sur mirah. A child is born with a kind of shalom shenasata b'tohirihi. A child is born with tahara. Unfortunately, it gets tarnished. So if we've got to look into ourselves and protect ourselves like tzitzis, protect ourselves like the four degolim in the midbar, that's a sur mirah. But more than that, there's also a chiyuv to learn and build an al-gevura. To build from the outside. To learn Musa. To go to shurim of Musa. To work on Musa. The va'asei toiv, to build on the be'er and to bring in water from the outside. That's compared to the chamisha chumash Torah and compared to the tefillin. So therefore, ultimately, gevura is a very, very difficult pu'ula. It's a very difficult avodah. The avodah has got to be done on the parameters of Avram Avinu, that he called the same names, or the Be'eris like Avram Avinu did it. He didn't change the whole Mahalach. Number two, the dangers of Yira is about falling out with everybody, making machlokus, and showing everyone as you're the tough guy. That's not pshat. That cause of bottom middle should be destroyed. And that's what the Pasuk says. Explained about the three different Be'eris to describe to us and to show to us the dangers of being Gevura. The third, what we're saying over here is from the Medrash and from the Zohar Kodesh, that ultimately Gevura is within us, but we also have to bring it in from the outside in order to increase on that. And also very, very briefly finish off like this. The Slonima says as follows. The three Be'eris were compared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The first Be'er was, he says, Mitzonu Shom Maim. What does that, obviously, what does that connect with? Shom Maim is Shom Maim. What's Shom Maim? Yeah, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Shemayim, he was Mitztaref Chesed with Din. Before one was all Din, and I put together Chesed. Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Comes along the Roya Gror, in other words, the Yetzer Hara, and says you should just know that for Avraham Avinu, who perfected Chesed, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Chesed, no problem b'chlal. But if you want the Klal Yisrael to carry on through that, if you want generations to carry on just with Chesed, it doesn't stand a chance. You know, chesed, love, peace. Love and peace alone is Woodstock. Now, in the 60s, it's all love and peace to the flower children. Oh, it was the most immoral generation. And we're still suffering from it today. That's love and peace. So Avraham Avinu perfected chesed, that was fine. But it's not something that can continue for generations. The Roya Gror, the Yetzer Hara, came along and says, Chesed, we'll use Chesed for ourselves. And they took it for themselves. They showed how they can take Chesed and completely switch around for something terrible. Carries on the Pasuk carries on and says, okay, a new Mahalach. You know what? Let's not work with Chesed. Let's work with Gevura. Tough. Strict. So that helps to a certain extent if a person's really tuned towards it. You know? Celibacy. Yeah? The Galochim. The priests. The celibate. Yeah, they're not into the love thing. They're very strict. They have a very definitive purpose. They have broke away from anything got to do with luxuries or enjoyment. Gentlemen, I hope I'm not going to be blacklisted by the Vatican over here, but there is a word in the dictionary I do suggest you look up, and that word is nepotism. Nepotism. Nepotism comes from the word nephew. Why does it come from the word nephew? Ever heard of the concept called the Pope's nephews? The Pope's nephews is basically favoritism shown to relatives. Nepotism from the words nephews, as in the Pope's nephews. What's Pope's nephews? A euphemism for his natural illegitimate children. Okay? In other words, you can't call it the Pope's sons because he's celibate. And a man who's celibate doesn't have sons. So they were known as the Pope's nephews, in inverted commas, as a euphemism for every time the Pope went along and did znus when he shouldn't have. Now, yeah, so that's why it's called nepotism, from nephews, a Pope giving his extra protexia, we call it in Brit, to his nephews, which are really his illegitimate children. Says apostle, there's nothing to be surprised about. That is not a derech that a regular person can deal with. Yitzchok can. Yitzchok is unique. Yitzchok is somebody who could work with his gevurah and became a oyla tamima. That's Yitzchok. But it's not something that a regular person can deal with. And Nebuch, you know what? Look what happens when you work with fighting against anything of the enjoyments of life, of married life, of having children. You end up with a Pope's nephews. The third Be'er was Yaakov Avinu. That's something we could live with. Yaakov Avinu was Tiferes. He was a mixture between Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, where you have the gevurah and the chesed, and that is how Klal Yisrael is basically the Bechira of us. That's who we are, the Bechira of us. Anoichi v'lo yelecho, the Pasuk says, Anoichi v'lo yelecho, b'dibbe echa nemru. What's Anoichi Hashem alekecho? Anoichi Hashem alekecho, asher yitzichem eretz Yisrael, is all about Ahava. Yeah? V'lo yelecho, don't do this, don't do that, what is that? Gevura. Anoichi v'lo yelecho, b'dibbe echa nemru. When you put it both together, d'ibbe echa, said it one time, that is where we have nemru. That's how we're supposed to have the Torah. Yaakov Avinu was a synergy, the collective force of Chesed and Gevurah that created Tiferes and Bechir Shavah Ovis. And that is the third. That is the third Be'er. The third Be'er, the Yatig Mishom V'Yachol Be'er Echeres V'Loi Rav Olel. Here the Yitzhar can't fight on that anymore. V'Yikrosh Mo Rechoivos, and he said, here is Rechoivos, this is space. This is how we can be fruitful in the land. This is how we can be successful in building a Klal Yisrael. I want to finish off with one vote from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, on a very simple and practical thing, he said, look at this parasha and you see, what is Gevurah? Gevurah is not about being tough with other people. It's about being tenacious. It's about being fighting what has to be done. He says as follows. He says, you look into the parasha, we find Yitzchok digging into the Be'er, and he gets fought with, he dug into again, he gets fought with again. Eventually he gets success. He says it like this, says the Chofetz Chaim. Kein hadova b'chol ho'inyonim ha'choymrim v'ruchnius. So too this applies with everything with ruchnius and gashmius. Hein b'mischar, whether it's in business, v'hein b'limbud ha'toyra, or when it comes to learning Torah. V'mishu einam matzliach b'tchila b'limudoi, if a person is at first not successful in his learning, al yazoi v'sa Torah, do not leave Torah. Kisoif ha'kovod lovoi. Because Gevurah is about eventually being successful and winning over. Whether it's in business, or whether it's in Torah, ha'akshun yatzliach, the person who is does not allow no for an answer. Yes, we can. In a real context. Yes, we can. And he fights, and he fights, and he fights, and that is Gevurah. That is Gevurah, and that is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Gevurah with Chesed, and that is Yaakov Avinu. Now Edison, they say, made 3,000 attempts for the prototype until he was successful to make the light bulb. Now you think 3,000 is, you go to B&Q and you buy 3,000 light bulbs and find which one works at the end. He has to recreate each one. Only after 3,000 times he was successful, and we have, as we know, his history. Klal Yisrael is about Yitzchok as well, besides Ches, it's about Yitzchok as well, carrying on, fighting on, ploughing ahead, not allowing in any way to be put down, to surrender to our challenges, other rabbi to fight on, and the Be'ezus Hashem will be zoicha to hirchev Hashem lanu uferina ba'aretz, to be successful, be fruitful in the land.